Welcome. Welcome to the Chambra Connection Center, Crimson Circle. It is so exciting to be here. This is our first time in the studio with a live audience since December.
December.
Oh, wow. Yeah, December.
I almost forget
how to do this.
You know, it's been so long.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, we weren't here in December, Linda.
No.
It was August?
August. It's been almost a year then.
That's what I thought, too.
When you said December,
I don't think
so. It's been too long.
Last summer, August was the last time.
Wow.
Anyway.
So, it's exciting.
We've got a great audience. Live. You're live.
Can we get a shot of our live audience?
I mean, this is...
You're famous. Look at them. Look how beautiful. Yay!
This is not a virtual audience. They're really here.
It's a real audience.
You know, these days, how can you tell, anyway? I mean... Virtual, live, it doesn't matter.
We don't play those games.
Okay. Anyway, we welcome everybody from all around the world who's listening in.
It's the Art of Benching, number 9.
It is. And Adamus is really ready to go. He's kind of been, well, he's been, you've been the audience for all but 4 months or 3 months of the last couple of years. So you might be out of a job after today.
Oh.
Yeah. Or before today. No, I mean, in terms of representing the audience and everything, you've done a great job.
It was my honor.
Yes, but you weren't obnoxious enough back at Adamus, so, yeah.
I didn't want to get my butt kicked by
That's true. Anyway, we welcome each and every one of you.
Everyone who's tuning in from around the world.
Linda, we have quite a few from out of Colorado here with us
today. Yeah, we actually do. It's quite exciting. So, let's see. Oh, two Canadians. We've got Alicia and Patrick from Quebec, Canada.
Stand up if you would, just so everybody can see you. Go ahead and stand up. It's okay. Yeah, I know
Canadians,
you know, you don't want... Yeah, thanks for being here.
Then we have Olivia from Mexico.
Olivia, good to see you again. Yeah, hi.
Then we have... Oh, my goodness, this is really big. Constance from California. Where is she?
Hi, Constance. How are you?
There she is.
Good to see you. Gosh, it's been a long time. Wow.
Oh, and the very famous, well-known from many of the live events, the very animated Marco from Connecticut.
Good to see you again, Marco. Yeah.
Okay, and then from Minnesota. Oh, Jared, where are you? Wasn't it snowing there recently?
Hey. Hi, Jared.
Good to see you.
What part of Minnesota are you from? Almost Canada. Well, Minnesota is almost Canada. I
mean, we're from Wisconsin,
even in southern
we know.
Minnesota, yeah. Which city? Bemidji?
It's pretty small. It's not too far from Bemidji.
Sure, I know my way around Minnesota. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you love the Vikings.
Thank you for being here. Yeah.
Okay, and then Tracy from Ohio.
Hi, Tracy.
Good
to see you.
Okay. Medina, Ohio.
Oh.
Okay, and then Alexander from South Carolina. Alexander.
Alexandra.
Thank you, Alexandra.
We're going to call you Alexander anyway. You know that.
Thank you, Alexandra. And Emma from Utah.
Good to see you, Emma. Great.
That's wonderful.
And we have Chambra tuning in from all around the world.
We do.
And I think because we have a lot to cover today. I mean, it's been so long that,
you know,
we got a lot to cover. So we're going to jump right into it with a look at... The last shout 8 of the benching series. I actually kind of remember it. I don't usually remember the shouts.
I do too. You know why?
This one was like a super dream walk.
Right.
It was so different than any shout I ever remember. No, it wasn't a lecture, and it was so deep. Afterwards, I was totally out of it, as a few of you might have been also.
It was good that there wasn't an audience for that.
Yeah, it was very deep. So let's take a look at Shout 8 from last month and see what we did.
It's always good to remember.
Today we're going to be doing a dream walk. We're going to be going deep into the heart of darkness and shining the light and doing what... You really came here to the planet to do. This is it. What we're really doing is bringing consciousness to the areas that are closed off, that are covered up, the areas that are so full of pain that they simply don't see the great potentials that are there for them, whether it's individuals, whether it's the planet. We're going to bring our light, not to be intrusive, not to force any change, not to make one believe like you believe, but simply to illuminate. And when you shine the light, it shines first onto yourself. And indeed, there could still be some dark areas in your life. Old memories, ghosts from the past, people who have harmed you, have hurt you. Let's begin there, in this lifetime, shining your light out to any of the darkness within you. So that part of you from the past, that part of you can see that there are many more potentials. Let your light shine to any darknesses that there might have been in your childhood years. To every beast and demon that still wanders in your dreams, wanders through your mind. Let that light shine. So every wounded part knows now how to get out of that trap of darkness. And then let those things that you call your past lives, with their darknesses, let them come forth. History is not history. History is not just what has been recorded. In other words, they are changing their history, your history right now, as you bring your light to them. Each and every one of the past lives will also come to realization in that lifetime. Yes, they'll defy history itself. They'll defy time and space. Implications are incredible. Feel now the changes that your light brings to every one of your past lives. It changes the course of your own history. Now let's continue our dream walk. Let's bring that light to the world, to this planet. And all the darknesses that are upon the planet right now, darknesses meaning out of consciousness, oftentimes distorted and twisted, oftentimes even what people would call evil. Let's bring our light to this planet. The billions of people there who are good at heart, they are truly good at heart. But yet they've gotten caught in their own darkness, many of them. Some getting caught in the power game, some entrapped in darknesses, even from their own past lives, brought to this lifetime. Let's bring our light to a planet filled with so much potential of goodness, but yet there's so much fear right now. They truly want some type of intervention, something to shake things up, but shake them up for the better. That's where your light comes in. That's why you're here right now. Let's let our light shine onto the planet. It's up to them to decide what to do with it, how to use it, how to illuminate their own potentials, and ultimately how to feel their own light. Consciousness has a way of illuminating the path, illuminating the potentials. Consciousness has a way of waking up those who are asleep and providing new and real solutions. Let your light shine onto yourself, onto the planet. You came here to receive your own light, the light of your soul, of your divinity, and then to let it shine forth. This light now goes out to the planet. Watch what happens next.
It's one of my favorite childs.
So, yeah, that was good.
Well, I loved it because we all had this experience and it felt like the right thing amongst all this crazy normal.
It did. The one thing I noticed was I could hear the birds chirping in the video. I don't hear them when I'm there in Hawaii. You know, but I was suddenly like, where are those birds coming from? But I guess they're there all the time.
Yeah. Your bird brain.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, let's move on and take a look at our recent events.
Yes.
Geez, we've had a run of things in Kona over from February through the end of May. This
right.
is a look at the time traveling with the Dhammas from May. Time traveling was a new workshop
it
offering.
Was.
Very interesting.
Not what I expected.
Not what I expected.
Deeper beyond I imagined.
It was really, really good. And
very individual.
If I'm not mistaken, it was this one or maybe the one right before it where at the very end of the whole workshop weekend, Adamus broke down crying at the end. I mean, it was amazing. He was so taken by everything and you know, he had to scurry out because he was in tears.
Well, it went that deep for everyone.
Absolutely. But we had a great group.
Wait, is that somebody infamous there?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Mark. And, of course, as always, beautiful weather and great sunsets.
And
good group of Chambra.
Oh, there's
it
several bars.
Nice there. Because the Europeans could start returning.
Right.
We hadn't seen a lot of them for a long time because of COVID, so and Canadians. And, of course, you're going to see quite a few pictures of Belle today
because we all love her.
We miss her and we love her. Anybody who's met her in person, Belle in person, you just got to love a Belle. I mean, she's just so adorable. But great times. And so much of the workshop is just the gatherings. Yeah, isn't that sweet? So much of it is just the gatherings at the night or even during the day. Yeah, the workshops are great, but it's being with everybody that is so wonderful.
Well, and connecting with Chambra, because, you know, everybody is their independent own person, and yet there's a connection, too, that you can feel, and it's so sweet.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Chambra Pavilion, the grounds at Villa Amio have just gotten to be so beautiful and so conducive for doing the gatherings. And there's Fred from Switzerland, and kind of came over at the last minute.
Yeah, he did.
Great channels with Adamus, of course, and there was this one channel that was so deep and strong, and Belle always kind of lays right at my side, and at the very end when Adamus was wrapping it up, she rolls over on her back and does the yoga dog pose, and she just held that until even after we'd finished the channel.
She did.
But she loves the channeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a shot of our party one night that we have out on the deck, and anyway, great times. We miss being there. We miss Belle for sure.
We for sure.
But it is good to be back here at the studio.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're going to see a lot of Belle shots today.
Yeah.
What can I say? You know. And
The Chambra that meet her lover.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And she's so good with Chambra. So.
Yeah, she is.
Anyway, that was the last time of the.
There was four events.
Right. Four. No, that was just one event that I showed there.
Oh.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
skipped the others.
No. Anyway, I'm going to go back and take a look at our upcoming events. Yeah,
okay.
There we go. Our upcoming events, we have quite a list, so we'll go through them relatively quick. First of all, we have the semi-annual Angel webcast on June 7th. I think that's Tuesday.
That is Tuesday.
And we're going to be webcasting to all the, it's an exclusive for the Crimson Circle Angels. And it's when they get to ask questions.
Yes.
So how many questions do you have in so far?
A couple hundred,
yeah. We'll get through them, I'm sure. And then just letting you know that Keyhawk 12, the registration for that, closes on June 15th. And, of course, everybody's familiar with Keyhawk. It's a really deep dive into the materials. Two sessions a month with Adamus, plus living with Keyhawk with Linda and Dr. Doug. So if you're interested in getting signing up for Keyhawk 12, you can have until the 15th.
And I'm going to say it one more time, what is the most incredible about Keyhawk, if you don't know about it, is that, again, Adamus twice a month meets with us. And, you know, because he claims it's his most focused group and he knows it, and that's where he really measures where we're at. And that each time he does something, it's kind of a fun because he'll do something and it's like, huh? And it's like he can feel, oh, they all went, ha. Huh. So the next time, then he reiterates and finds another way to make sure that we're getting that message.
Yeah.
So he constantly is working with us as a group to really make sure that we're feeling into what it is we're trying to do.
And what I like about it, too, is that, you know, a workshop is great. I love them. But
love
it's 4 days, and then you're done. Keyhawk goes years, so you're really in that energy for a long time.
Right. It's a journey.
Yeah, but let's take a look at Adamus's statement about Keyhawk.
Oh.
I took over guidance of the Crimson Circle when Tobias departed in 2009. It had become an international organization with a rich library of consciousness materials from Tobias and others. The word Chambra had become commonplace, and Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado, was on the map. But before I even tried to fill Tobias's shoes, I felt into the energies of Chambra to help understand what I was getting into. I had known many of you in the mystery schools from the 12th to the 16th centuries, but it had been hundreds of years since I'd worked closely with any of you. What did I feel when I tuned into the Chambra energy? First and foremost, commitment, a deep commitment on many levels. Chambra had a commitment to their realization in this lifetime, a commitment to stay on the planet as embodied masters, and a commitment to leave their energetic legacy for the future of the planet. When I tuned into the Chambra energy, I also felt kinship and community. Indeed, many of you have known each other in lifetimes past, but this went far beyond familiarity and even friendship. This was a soul-to-soul awareness, something rarely found even in religious or spiritual groups, especially a group so global as the Crimson Circle. And of course, when I tuned into Chambra, I felt the distinctive energy of mavericks, nonconformists, and rebels. Damn be the rules, the rituals, and the righteousness of the spiritual groups you had been associated with in the past. Divine freedom was the holy grail for Chambra. It was these very attributes that caused me to come to the Crimson Circle upon Tobias's departure. And it was these very attributes that caused me to create the Keyhawk program in 2011, after working with Chambra for less than 2 years. I saw a core group within Chambra that was calling out for more depth, more focus, and a faster pace. I saw a group within the group that wanted to ride the waves. Keyhawk is all about commitment, community, and nonconformity. When you enter the House of Keyhawk for the first time at the beginning of each new series, you're making a commitment to yourself for an entire year. This isn't the place for casual observers or hobbyists. You're coming for an intense year of personal transformation and a deep dive into the heart of your consciousness. And I'm committing to be with you every step of the way for that entire year. We gather in the Sacred House of Keyhawk twice a month for what I consider to be the new Mystery Schools. You've gone from awakening to mastery, and it's time to be in your ultimate passion, being on Earth at this epic time of change as a master. In Keyhawk, we'll experience and explore physics that go far beyond current science, as well as how to maintain your safe space and balance in the 3D world of time-space, and working with communications of energies and letting energy serve you. When I'm asked about my workings with the Crimson Circle at the Ascended Masters Club, I always lead with what we're doing in Keyhawk. It's the core of consciousness for Chambra, and it's my pride and joy. Keyhawk, it's what's next.
I should have remembered. Nobody explains it better than he does.
Yeah, I'm gonna sign up today. I'm looking forward to it. We do have payment plans available. To make it a little bit easier, it goes from July 2022 till June 2023, and it's available now in 10 translations,
yeah,
which is
amazing.
Really amazing. After Adamus does the session, then there's this flurry of activity around the world with people getting it translated and getting it ready for all these Chambra around the world. So it's coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very soon.
Yeah. So, again, registration closes on June 15th, so good time to sign up. June 17th through the 19th is the Sexual Energy School. We do this twice a year, and it's, I think everybody's familiar, it's a core Crimson Circle class that has to do with your personal energy dynamics. And it deals with energy feeding, energy abuse, energy being a victim of energy. It's really such a basic and core class.
It's very, you will never see the world the same once you do this. The sense that you get of managing energy is profound. And even how you see the energy of others and how those relationships work totally comes up way up beyond what you can imagine. And Adamus, it was originally just Tobias, and Adamus, of course, had to put in his two cents. And it was a great contribution because he gave even broader perspective of how it impacts the world.
And he didn't just put in 2 cents worth, he put in 44 cents worth, just to be clear. I got a little nudge from Adamus saying, tell her to correct, it was 44 cents. Anyway.
And the class is such a profound effect that we didn't require it, we don't require anything. But when we were doing live events over time, attendees would literally complain to us that they really wished we would make it a requirement for any of the live workshops because they could tell who hadn't taken SES by the way they managed their energy. Go ahead.
I couldn't imagine going into some of the metaphysics that we're going into right now, particularly after coming back from Kona, after doing time traveling and some of these other things. I couldn't imagine doing it without that basic understanding that you get from the Sexual Energy School. So let's take a listen to an actual, real, live testimonial from somebody who took it.
I I waited more than 4 years before I felt the urge to take Crimson Circle's sexual energy school. I'd heard countless comments about it, and I believe that I already knew what it was about. Now I know. The experience of this class was a big bang for me, unfolding in slow motion. It's not only a workshop, it's really a step-by-step initiation, meaning a transformation in which the initiate is reborn into a new role. I had already buried the hope that I would ever understand what is wrong with my sex life, but SES gives a key: how to touch without neediness. It helped me realize that touching as a means to fulfill a need is a symptom of the sexual energy virus. In SES, I learned about touch without agenda, where the only motivation is being inspired by the beauty of who I really am and my wonderful physical body creation. I learned what self-love means in a practical way. SES brings self-love to a physical level because we are humans after all. Through this class, life must change if I follow Tobias's suggestion of regular time with myself. The energy flow in the body changes, and abused or ignored parts of the body come alive again. I'd like to lift the secret of this class a bit for others who are hesitating. It provides very practical and sensible coaching into a new life of self-love. It is so beautiful, this new art of caring for myself. Why did I wait so long?
I always like it when somebody can say it in words better than we could possibly say it. So I really enjoy that. Of all that, we always do surveys of the classes. And for SES, over the years, past 14 years, we've had very good or excellent ratings from 96% of the people. That's pretty stout. So it's a good class.
It's a very, very.
Linda and I always enjoy hosting
it. Very supportive.
Following that is the threshold. That's an experience. We're going to just start out right away with a look at Threshold. What are some of the clips from Adamus? I am that I am, Adamus of Saint Germain. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Threshold. I can't tell you how much I've been anticipating this, waiting for the time, if it even was going to come, where we would be gathering like this to do the Threshold. It's the last thing that anyone will do before their realization. Everyone goes through it. They may call it by different names. Certainly all the experiences vary. All the stories are different, but it's the last thing one goes through before their realization. And here we are. Here we are. You'll learn in these next few sessions what the real name of this is, and it is sacred. That's also why I never wanted this other name you'll become very, very familiar with. I didn't want it in the title or the description of what we're doing here. It's too sacred. It's too personal to put out there. It's very, very personal. It's interesting, what we call the threshold. It's very interesting because this is not being taught anywhere else on the planet, never has been. Every ascended master up to this point, 9,888. These ascended masters have gone through it on their own. There's no books about it, no courses about it. That's what I love about the threshold. It's the first time we're taking this sacred information this holy information and talking about it. Now, please understand, it's not a method. It's not a 10 steps to realization. It's a culmination of many, many lifetimes. It's an understanding and a knowingness that you're going to go through. It's a very, what can be a very brutal time. I'll tell you right now, it can be a very brutal time, but hopefully by discussing it and helping you understand it, it's not going to be as brutal. But there are times when you're going to feel you're being torn apart. And I'll explain. We'll get into all of this as we go through the threshold. A big part of the threshold is the dragon. The dragon. We have a dragon sitting right here, just as a constant reminder throughout this. And you will encounter the dragon, no doubt. By the way, if you think you already have, you think you've already done all this, just stop for a moment. You haven't even started. But the real purpose of the dragon is clarity. Clarity. That's what actually dragon means. It brings everything to clarity. And the dragon also clears out everything within you that is held in guilt and shame and remorse. Because as every ascended master will tell you, when you get up to the Ascended Masters Club, you cannot go into realization with these issues. You cannot. You simply cannot. We're going to be talking a lot more about the dragon as we go in. It's a highly, highly energized symbol. You're going to find that dragon is going to be waking up. You may say, oh, no, the dragon's already been here. No. You're feeling kind of a shadow of a dragon, but the dragon's going to be waking up. Once we actually turn the corner in this gathering, there's no turning back. There's no deciding that maybe it's not the right time for you. Next few days, I'll inform you when we come to that point. There's no turning back. So why are you here? Because it's time. Because you've chosen it. But because there's nothing else left, this is it. No more dallying. No more distractions. No more delays, procrastination. This is it. Yeah,
exactly. That's a good way to put it. So if the sexual energy school is kind of a core class, threshold is like a flame-breathing, flame-throwing rotor-rooter that goes in and it finds all the junk.
It's about clearing.
Yeah, it's about clearing. But, I mean, it's not, you know, peaceful, sunny sitting outside in a nice park.
No bubble gum. And
this is like a flame-throwing clearing. So you and I have been through it, I don't know, 20
Too
times.
Many.
20
mm-hmm.
times now. I love it because at first it is brutal. You know, Damas being such a good marketing person is like, okay, this is going to be brutal. It's going to hurt like nothing you've ever experienced before, but it's good for you. but after a while, you get to realize the wisdom of the whole thing and the fact that, yeah, at first it's brutal, but then it's like, oh, thank goodness, you know.
It's helpful. It truly is helpful and supportive. And like I said, you got to do it if you want to really find your realization.
So it's going to be July 8th through the 10th, live hosted with Linda and I. We're here for the whole weekend at the studio with you as you go through the threshold.
Okay.
So good stuff. August 6th, just a heads up, is our annual barbecue party right here at the studio. Unfortunately, it's sold out, but we are probably going to open up more seats. We're being very cautious these days because of COVID still lingering, and now we got the monkey pod thing. And it's like, one thing after the other. So we have kind of limited, but we we may open it up to some more. So if you're interested,
yeah, you can get on the wait list so that if we can add people, we'll contact
right.
you.
It's just not one thing. I thought we were ridiculous. Kind of done with COVID, and then we got what is that monkey flu or
monkey pox?
Monkey pox,
like smallpox.
Jeez,
I mean, don't go there.
Would you turn into a monkey or something?
You?
Oh yeah. Okay. Anyway, coming August 19th through the 21st, it's the first time online for Kasama. Kasama, Adamus identifies as the soul's destiny. There's a lot of physics about what the soul is. It's probably the most fascinating summation of what soul actually is. It really puts things into perspective.
And how the piece of parts work.
And it talks a lot about no more suffering, how that's become such a prevalent part of life. And we do some experiences to release suffering.
Right.
And, of course, Linda and I are live hosting it again from the studio right here. There's 8 sessions. And this is the first time online, so it's one of my favorite classes also. See, I get this long list of favorites. Let's take a look at Kasama. Kasama basically means your soul's destiny. Destiny, not like there it's written out, not like there's a script that you have to follow. But destiny meaning that at some point that you start flowing again with your soul. Kasama is in flow with your soul, in harmony with your soul, with a grace. And good Lord, you need grace. You deserve grace right now for the rest of your life here on the planet. Grace, being in the flow. Everything just comes to you. Life is easy. You're not struggling anymore. Grace. That's when the master allows energy to serve them. That is true grace. The opposite of Kasama is suffering. Suffering is useless. It's a waste of time and energy. It doesn't get you any closer to God or your soul or anything else. But yet, humans have taken this on. The reason why I mention it and why I insist that we talk about it here is that it's the antithesis of Kasama. And you can't go into Kasama if you still believe in suffering, if you're still accepting suffering in your life. Let's begin by saying what created the soul. Well, it was that compassion of the I Am. The I Am just loved itself and just wanted to continue to feel into itself over and over again. And therefore, it in its deep love for itself and desire to feel itself, it created the soul. And it's like the beams of light went out from the I Am, and those beams then gathered together and created the soul. And the soul then becomes the vessel for the experience and for all the other things of the soul that eventually the I Am feels and rejoices in every moment, no matter what, every moment. Let's take a deep breath with the beauty of your soul. This is you. It's yours. Nobody can ever take it away. Nobody can harm it unless you like to perceive that they are. The soul is infinite. It is forever. It is always in the now, always. And the now is always, always, always. The soul is you. It can never be separated from you. You could turn your back on it. You can pretend you're lost and lonely and nobody cares for you, but the soul is always there. It's just waiting for you to turn back towards it.
to acknowledge that it is you and to acknowledge that it's not there. It's right here. You can't get there from there. But you can get there from here. Let's do that now. You see, every time you do something, even if you do nothing, the soul rejoices. And it gives forth the energy for the experience to become real. It always is giving forth the potentials for whatever you choose, even if you choose nothing, even if you choose just to sit there and do nothing. It's one of the potentials. Or you choose to be grand. There's a lot of grand potentials in there. Take a moment right now to feel into the rejoicing of the soul as we're here in Kasama, as you're here. Not there, but here. And feel the rejoicing of the soul.
So, Kasama, August 19th to the 21st.
There are a few people here that have already done Kasama. And you know what Adamus does? We do these workshops, and then he builds off the experiences of the workshops till he finally actually records what feels appropriate based on those experiences. Marco, you've been to Kasama, haven't you? Anybody else? Yeah?
Quite a few.
See?
So, again, August 19th through the 21st, live hosted right here from the Connection Center. Okay, what else do we have coming up?
Big work walkout.
It's actually, you're ahead of yourself there. It's time to get out your Merlin hats and your magic wand because we're doing that annual event. We used to do live all the time. Now we're doing it actually online. So
online.
I don't know if a lot of you remember from last couple of years doing it online.
Forced to.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's such a great event, so incredible to do. This year it'll be 2 days instead of three, and it'll be
more channels.
Almost all channels, other than a few short segments, things Linda and I are going to do. But that's coming up. So
based on your request, that's where we went.
It's September 10th and 11th, and we have a pretty strong lineup so far from what Adamus has told us. We've got channels with Adamus, of course, with Merlin, Kathumi, Nikolai Tesla, and Sam, and some others. So that's coming up September 10th through the 11th. You have 90 days viewing access in case you can't be right there or in case you want to go back and visit it. It's really, truly one of the most popular events of the year.
It is.
Adamus gets the whole team together, and I'll never forget the Mark Twain channel last year. It was one of my favorite things I've ever channeled. I mean, it was awesome.
You've never gotten over it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It was so good. It's so fun to channel as a channeler, so fun. And he had such a personality and such a way of telling a story.
He did.
Then we have some events coming up in Kona for the fall. We've got Staying in Grace, which is a brand new workshop.
Brand new.
I have no idea what it's going to be about, but I imagine grace. Time traveling, which has turned out to be a very intense and deep workshop.
Very much so.
Another Staying in Grace in November, another Masters in Communications coming up in November, and maybe the last time we do it actually live before we film it.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but all great classes, all in Kona. And I know many of you here have been in Kona before. You know, it's such a unique experience there, being at Villa Amyo.
Well, it's intimate because we limit the whole attendee and staff to under 40 people. So it's very intimate, and you really have a chance to really interact and be close to Adamus. Yeah,
absolutely. So now let's take a look at Shambra News.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
As always, we have the Shambra Magazine. Comes out every month. Great articles and all the information about what we're doing. We don't want to keep sending emails and junk and stuff like that, so we consolidate it, put everything together once a month in a great magazine. It's been going now for, 15 years or more, which is amazing, and it gets better all the time. Gene Tinder is the editor. Mark Ritter as the art director, creative director. It's a phenomenal magazine. Make sure to check it out. We're just coming out with a new product from Adamus. You know, he has this series now he's doing called Adamus On Topic. So he'll pick a timely topic, like he talked about families, I think, before a previous one. This one's about the big work walkout, also called the big resignation. And
which we all know is a very pertinent topic right now.
Yeah, yeah. And I think everybody knows that. Yeah, the whole thing has been changing with jobs and careers. And so he gives some insights into it, what's really happening on the work landscape and energetically why it's happening, and talks about the future work landscape. So it's out now. It's just $25. And I think we have a clip of it. Tremendous changes happening on the planet right now, unprecedented changes. And one of the biggest ones has to do with one of the biggest factors in human life, jobs and careers. One of the things I want to do in this session, this on-topic session, is to get you to feel into the overall energies, your relationship with work, your relationship with having to make money, or what do they call it, make a living? No, you live a living. You don't make a living. You don't have to struggle for it. But I'd like to set the energies right here for a release from those old toxic energies for Chambra. People across the planet are finally saying, take this job and shove it. Calder told me that's a popular song. And that type of rebellion and type of revolution is beautiful and perfect because the workplace environment truly has been toxic and it's time for a change. There's going to come a point where there's just a lot of humans that don't need work. Some humans may be working part-time, some still full-time and enjoying it maybe, but then the question becomes, how do you pay for all this? What emerges is a whole different type of productivity, a whole different mentality about work, a whole different understanding that, you know, half your paycheck should be joy. Let's take a deep breath and release that heavy old overlay of the toxic work environment. And let's allow in the joy of being here on the planet and having the abundance, whether you work or not, but having the abundance to do the things you want to do. I'm handing in my resignation on Monday.
Actually, there is a resignation in the works.
Is there?
Yeah.
What?
Adamus's.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole different story, but not a good idea to bring that up right now. But anyway, yeah, mine. Anyway, it's interesting, the whole job thing. I mean, how it's changed. But anyway, check it out, Adamus On Topic. The what does he call it? The big work walkout. All right. And moving right along here. Oh, by the way, that is available at the Crimson Circle store as a download.
Okay.
Next, every month we feature a product kind of from the archives. We have so much stuff these days, and as we're going through doing all of our archiving and everything else, we find a product that's like, oh, that needs some spotlight. So each month we're featuring a different thing from the past.
And I want to add to it that part of what's happened, which I thought was really interesting, is so it's a product from the past, but what's made it interesting is I heard it. I mean, we've all heard this. And then, but as your consciousness evolves, when I listen to it now, it's like, oh, I don't remember that. Oh, my God, he said that. And it's like you are more aware. So that's what's made looking at some of these previous things more interesting is realizing that as your consciousness expands, you see and hear more.
Absolutely. So this one really deals with some principles of life, allowing and death, and really essential teachings right. that Adamus talks about here. There are 11 sessions, and every month we're doing a 15% discount. They have 90 days to access the video, audio, and text. So let's take a very quick look at the Simple Master. There was a kind of a template that was set up by the masters who have come before you of struggle, of challenge, of battle with the human self, of battle with even earth itself, and denial of the body, denial of the senses. We're going to change that. One is typically birthed into life, and within a very short period of time, within a short period of years, the rest of it is resisting death, running from it. Pretending that it's not going to happen. But what if we allowed death? What if we allowed death? And is that not really the final step into enlightenment, when one no longer fears death? What if the death occurred while you stayed in the human body? It absolutely changes your energy, your consciousness. Because you've already gone through what most people fear. Most people think there is one truth. They search for the truth. But there are many, many truths. Many truths. That's so important to understand in the end. There's not just one truth about yourself. The truth, the only truth is that everything is actually true. You've come here at this time not to save the planet, but to radiate to the planet all the potentials that there are. The potentials of using this technology for some brilliant things, to really open up the planet, to let the planet allow, to get off of power, to finally understand free energy, to finally understand that this is the planet of love. So that's our Spotlight product for now. That was put out in 2017. Just in case you're wondering. That's available in the Crimson Circle store. 15% off through the end of the month. Okay, and before we go on break, I know it's time is coming up, and just a little mention of something really quite beautiful. You know, most of you know Gerhard and Anat. They've been part of our Chambre family for the past 15 years, providing beautiful music at the live events and the shouds. Adamus actually refers to Gerhard as Master G and tells a story about him, I believe in one of the books, about their relationship in a past life. It's really
in a
beautiful
mystery school.
Kind of a fun story.
It is.
At least it's fun for the reader, maybe not for Master G. But anyway, Gerhard and Anat are creating something online. It's an online class called Tuning into Harmony, to bring their message to people around the world, the harmony of music and the harmony of self. They're doing an Indiegogo fundraising campaign. It's underway right now, just kicked in the other day. And we'd love and encourage you all to donate. It can be just $10, 10 euros, or however much you want, but it'll help. You know, and
little bit helps.
I love the crowdfunding thing, because we all get together. It's not going to take a big dent out of anybody's pocket, but it gets things going. It launches the product. So if you're interested, go to Indiegogo to take a look. And I think we have just a little short message from Johan about their fundraising and about this beautiful project.
music speaks the language of harmony. Like nature and the whole cosmos, it speaks the universal language of harmony. When we enter to the music, when we really allow ourselves to immerse in the music, we receive a kind of fine tune, a nourishment for body, mind, and soul. Is a process of resonance that starts to happen when we enter the field of music. Our whole being starts to vibrate, to resonate with the energy movement of the music. And that creates within us a different condition that changes our state of being and many times helps us to expand with our consciousness.
Take a few seconds to tune in. Take a few seconds to close your eyes and just listen to your body, to your heartbeat, to this moment that we are here. Whatever is around, we take this time for us to tune into ourselves, to tune into the vibration of harmony through music, through sound.
Welcome to paradise, so good to realize the promised land is here and now.
So Gerhardt and Anat are looking to have their online class ready by the end of the year. They could definitely use the financial support right now. And again, this whole concept of crowdfunding, supporting each other, is incredible. And then the energy that's in it, you know, with Shambra contributions, the energy is so much more beautiful. So
if you feel something from it, then that's a great thing to, if you want to contribute. Yeah.
So please check it out, Indiegogo, and search on Tuning into Harmony or Gerhardt or Anat, either one. Gerhardt and Anat, good luck on this, and we can't wait for the product to come out.
Okay.
So with that, it's time for a coffee break or whatever kind of break you're going to take.
Whatever
right
time
now.
Of day it is, because it's like in the middle of the night in Europe.
Absolutely. We're going to come back in 30 minutes to hear what Adamus has to say.
If you dare.
And to see if he's up to handling a live audience anymore.
Uh-oh.
You never
yeah.
know.
Yeah,
you know.
Whoa.
He may not be ready for you.
We'll be seeing.
We'll see you in 30 minutes. Thank you so much.